Okay, so we're just on Psalm 69:28, and again, this is David talking about his enemies.
好，我们回到这个诗篇六十九章二十八节，就是大卫呢，他在针对他的敌人而说的。
Okay, so David has this prayer, and it's what we call an imprecatory prayer that he's saying there in Psalm 69:28.
Imprecatory.
Yeah, you can see the word up here, imprecatory.
就是诗篇六十九章二十八节呢，是大卫呢，他用一种咒骂的方式在做他的祷告。
So what you do see, and you see this a lot in the Old Testament, is that people are praying for God to destroy their enemies. This is what we call an imprecatory prayer. So you are calling on God's power to destroy somebody or to frustrate your enemies.
我们在旧约里啊，常常会看见，就是有这些基督徒，他们可能会用一种诅咒方式啊，来祷告，来诅咒他们的这个敌人要失败，他们自己可以战胜。
Yeah, and this is actually a key difference between what we see in the Old Testament and the New Testament. The way I understand it is that you do not see any commands to pray against your enemies in the New Testament. This is only a concept we see in the Old Testament.
我们会发现呢，这个旧约跟新约哈，有一个最大的差别，就是在新约里面，你几乎看不到任何人用一种咒骂的方式哦来祷告。可是旧约里面却有非常多这样子的祷告。
And in fact, we do see in the New Testament that we're expected to pray for our enemies, not to curse them.
在新约里，甚至呢，对于敌人呢，我们是用一种祝福的方式去为他们祷告的。可是，在旧约就不是这样。
But it seems like in the Old Testament, these what we call imprecatory prayers were very legitimate because God was allowing people to use them to protect the, we said, legitimacy or to protect the legacy of Israel. God needs to protect his people. So when these people were praying these prayers, it was for the protection of themselves and for God's people against their enemies.
而我们会发现呢，就是在旧约里，神呢是允许他的以色列，也就是犹太子民呢，用这样的方式去祷告，就是这种对敌人的一个咒骂式的祷告，来帮助这些犹太人、以色列人得以保全。
I was actually listening to a lesson by Joe Griffin. He's the pastor in Missouri in America, and he mentioned at one time because they have their prayer meetings at church.And he said, well, you know, this man over here, he prays some very good prayers, but he needs to stop these imprecatory prayers because it's not part of the church age.
在就是前一阵子听呢，他在听这个 Joe Griffin 这位这个牧师的一个信息的时候，他说 Joe Griffin 牧师呢，他就特别提到说，有一些信众啊，他们在祷告的时候是用一种咒骂的方式来对他的敌人做祷告，他说这种方式是不适当的，因为在教会时期的基督徒不应该再用这种方式来对待他的敌人。
Yeah, I think he was making reference to that this man was praying against some people in government, and because yeah, many people in the American government are quite evil in their ways of their thinking and the way that they abuse their power. And so this man was praying, yeah, God destroy these people, get rid of them.
原因呢是因为呢现在美国有一些人他们真的非常厌恶这些政府啊，他们滥用权力来欺负老百姓，所以他们就会在这个祷告的时候说啊，求神啊把他们给这个给怎么讲撤换下来，就是用一种非常强力的这个诉求，希望神可以站出公义，让这些很坏的政治人物啊能够从位置上下来。
But that's the opposite of what Paul says in Romans 13, and there's other mentions as well, that we're supposed to be good citizens. We pray for the leaders of our nation. No matter how evil they are, we need to be praying for them. Perhaps praying that they will understand truth, and that they will have compassion, and that they will make good decisions to protect their people.
而这样的祷告，这种诅咒式的祷告呢，其实是完全不符合保罗的教导。在保罗在他的这个罗马书 书十三章里面就讲说，我们要为这些不好的人呢做祷告，我们要希望这些能够有能力管理的这些政治人物呢，我们应该要祷告他们能够理解真理，要有怜悯，然后要做出好的决定来。好，我们要用一个正面的方式来祝福这些坏人。
Or you could pray that God could bring about, or we say bring people into their periphery, which means that people could come into the close circle of these leaders and maybe help them show how wrong they are in their thinking.
我们甚至要祷告呢，这些好的人能够包围这些邪恶的这个政治家，让他们了解这些邪恶的政治家能够了解他们自己做的是多么的错误。
Now what David is doing here, he's not actually asking directly for God to destroy his enemies. And we're assuming in this case that his enemies are believers. And we know that many of David's enemies were believers.
而在诗篇69章28节，你看到的是大卫他是在跟他的这些敌人征战中呢，他这些敌人也很明显的是基督徒。因为是基督徒，他们的名字才有可能在这个生命册上。
I would say that the two worst enemies of David in his life, the first one was Saul and the second one was Absalom.
Absalom is his son.
That's right.
那我们可以假设啊，因为这个对于大卫来讲，他的最大的敌人一个就是扫罗，一个就是亚沙龙，他们都是基督徒。
It's very clear in the Bible that both of these men were believers, Saul and Absalom.
因为扫罗绝对是基督徒，那亚沙龙是大卫的儿子，也一定是基督徒。
Now people might say, well, you know, there's Goliath as well. And Goliath, we know for sure that he was an unbeliever, but he wasn't really an enemy of David. It was more like he was just an enemy of Israel. But this was just a test for David. David hardly even knew Goliath, really. And when it was his time, he went out and he killed Goliath. But Goliath really wasn't a true enemy that persecuted David.
我们也当然知道这个大卫用这个把这个哥利亚巨人给杀了，但是哥利亚其实不能算是大卫的敌人呢，因为他这个哥利亚他其实是整个犹太以色列人的敌人，但不是大卫个人的敌人。哥利亚是要来害，要来这个歼灭这个以色列人的。那大卫只是为以色列人出征，所以他不算是大卫的敌人。
And when David was king, or even before he became king, and Saul, after he killed Goliath, Saul set him up as a general, as a leader of the armies. And so David was out fighting battles in the army of Israel. And they were fighting the Philistines, and I think they were fighting the Ammonites, and they were fighting other tribes. And David had great victories.
而大卫呢，在整个这个圣经里面，我们看到大卫打了非常多的胜仗，哈，都是为了他的这个国家而打的，所以什么腓立比人啊，这些周遭的这些敌国哈，都不能算是大卫个人的敌人。
So when we do get to see what he's saying here in Psalms 69, you know, we're talking about his personal enemies. And again, his personal enemies were people that were believers. That if they were in today's current age, we would call them Christians.
而在这个诗篇69章28节所提到的这个大卫的敌人呢，就是反而是在讲的他的个人的敌人，而这些个人的敌人从现在来说呢，他们就是基督徒了。
Some people might say, no, they can't have been Christians because, you know, Saul and Absalom were very evil and out to murder. They both tried to murder David. How could a Christian do that?
有些人会说，扫罗跟亚沙龙不可能是基督徒，因为他们都是想要杀大卫的人，大卫这个王是他们想要杀害的对象，这两个人怎么可能都就是这两个人这么的邪恶，怎么可能是基督徒？
No, Christians do just as many sins and even crimes as the unbelievers.
但是我们要了解，即使是基督徒也是有很多罪甚至会犯很大的罪的基督徒都是有的。
When I was a new believer in Chiang Mai, one of the first ministries that I got involved in was what's called a prison ministry, where we were allowed to go into the prisons, and by the grace of God, we're very thankful actually. We could go in and we were able to preach the gospel and get to give out Bible books to the people in prison.
当 Tim 呢刚刚成为基督徒的时候呢，他们有一个事工，就是到监狱里去传福音。
And the team that I was with, there was one man, and he knew the governors of the prison. So, you know, he had good connections, good contacts. And he'd been doing this for years. You'd go into the prisons, and they would get all the prisoners together, and then we could just preach the gospel freely.
因为 Tim 那时候有一个朋友呢，他是就是跟这个监狱的这些上层关系很好，所以他多年来一直都有机会哈到这个监狱里去慰问这些犯人，而且可以很自由的对他们传福音。
And a lot of those people were in prison because they were murderers, they were drug dealers, they were rapists, they had committed very heavy crimes.
而这些犯人呢，他们都是有非常非常严重的罪犯的哈，可能是这个杀人犯哈。强奸犯各种坏事 很严重 的罪人。
Yeah, now a lot of them were unbelievers when they first came to these meetings, but many of them also, we heard, and they would come up to us later, and they say, yeah, they've been a Christian for many, many, many years, even from the time they were children. A lot of the, in the north of Thailand, they come from the hill tribes, and a lot of these people were from Christian families, and they were Christians. But they had committed crimes, and they were in prison because of those crimes.
这些犯人呢，有些的确之前不是基督徒，但是也有一些人，他们是从很小，因为来自于基督教的家庭，他们从小就是基督徒，而却在后来依然犯下了这些恐怖的杀人罪啊，等等的。
Yeah, now yeah, you don't have to be good to be a Christian. You have to remember that. Yeah, you only have to believe in Jesus Christ. You have eternal life, and you're called a Christian.But to behave like a Christian and to think like a Christian, you need to learn the word of God. You need to apply the word of God. And these people, obviously, they were not doing that.
我们要知道，成为基督徒就是只要相信了耶稣基督，他就得永生。所以其实基督徒这个身份是并不难得到的。但是你要成为一个像基督徒的人，好，能够思维跟行为都像一个好的基督徒，则必须是要经由非常多的学习。
Yeah, and you see passages where Saul, you know, the enemy of David, and Absalom, his son, they would even mention the name of the Lord, and they say, well, may the Lord do this, and may the Lord bless you. They're very hypocritical, but we see them using the name of God, and we know that they were believers.But these people were very evil. They had murderous intentions, and they were murderers actually.
像扫罗跟亚沙龙呢，他们也的确是常常跟神祷告，然后将神的名挂在嘴上的人。但是呢，他们的确也是严重的这个邪恶的人哦，他们做很多邪恶的事，甚至可以称之为杀人不眨眼的人。
Okay, so we know that they had their names in the book of life, and David knew that their names were in the book of life as well.
而他们呢的，因为他们是基督徒，所以他们的名字绝对是在生命册里面，而大卫也知道他们的名字是在生命册里面。
Yeah, and they are saved forever. But David says, Lord, he's saying, God, take them out of the book of life. Let them be blotted out of the book of life and not written with the experientially righteous, which means they won't get the rewards when they get to heaven.
而大卫呢，却跟神说，要请他将他们的名字从生命册里面除名。所以要了解大卫他真正的意思是希望神不要让他们这些邪恶的人能够被这个神在将来的永生的世界里面给他们奖赏。
Yeah, and at the same time, he's saying, you know, why don't you get rid of them now, God? And he wants to be rid of his enemies. So he's saying, you know, basically, God, you should kill them, and then I can be free from my enemies.
照理说，大卫应该直接祷告说，哦，请神把他们给杀死了，这样把我的敌人杀死就好了。
Yeah, but of course David is not trying to get these people to go to the lake of fire. You know, Absalom is his own son and he loves Absalom. for example. But regardless of who he considers his enemies, David would never want anybody to go to the lake of fire, not even his worst enemy.
而对大卫来讲，他绝对不会是祷告说啊，要神让他的这个敌人将来被火狐烧死，因为他绝对不需要，也不应该会去祷告这样的事情。亚沙龙还是他的儿子哦。
As I put up in the last paragraph on the slide here, I say, are there any passages in Scripture where anyone is cursing their enemy to the lake of fire? You just do not have that. In the whole of Scripture, no one says, God, I want this person to go to hell or to the lake of fire.
在整个圣经里面，没有任何一个人曾经祷告说，希望任何一个人进去到这个火湖被烧死。
Anyway, that's all we have time for because I need to speak with you for a little bit, Serena. So, we'll finish off our lesson right here.
Okay, 我们今天的课前就是等一下做一个结束祷告之后我们就结束。
So, Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message that you've given to us today.
感谢天父给我们今天的这些信息。
We give thanks for your provision that you protect us and you provide us for all the things that we need.
感谢天父供应我们并且保护我们所有我们需要的。
And we give thanks for the happiness which comes from knowing about you and knowing your plan.
也感谢天父让我们能够保持喜乐的心，因为我们能够认识天父，认识你，也真正了解你的计划。
We pray for the leaders of our nations and the leaders in society which would be making important decisions which affect our lives.
那我们也祷告为我们的这些政治领袖们祷告，希望他们能够看到真理，然后怜悯，同时做好的决定，为我们的人民能够做最好的决定。
And pray that we not get bitter or angry towards our enemies, but we can manifest your love toward them.
我们也祷告呢，我们不要因着这些敌人而生气，我们要因着神的爱，能够去爱这些敌人，让他们能够也享受神的爱。
And we entrust our lives unto you in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们将我们的生命，因着耶稣基督，我们将我们的生命献给神，献给耶稣基督，而得到所有的保守。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.